This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a deadly terrorist attack in Tunis. Gunmen stormed a well-known museum in Tunisia's capital Wednesday, killing 17 foreign tourists and two members of the security forces. Two gunmen were also killed. Tunisian officials are calling the assault an attack on tourism and the Tunisian economy, but some analysts say it appeared to be in retaliation for the country's new counter-terrorism measures. Heather Murdoch has more.
On Tunisian television Wednesday evening, Prime Minister Habib Esed called the fight against terrorism a long-term battle for the future of the country and its success. He said the attack on Tunis's famed Bardo Museum was intended to hit the economy by harming the tourism industry, one of Tunisia's most important economic sectors. While it's not clear who was responsible for the attack, professor of political sociology Syed Sadek says it's likely one of the many militant groups that have flourished since 2011, when the Arab Spring uprooted Tunisia's security apparatus and weapons poured out of neighboring Libya. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will do everything in his power to ensure the well-being and security of all Israeli citizens. He made his comments at the Western Wall in Jerusalem a day after his Likud party scored a resounding victory in Israel's parliamentary election. The Nigerian army says it has found no clues as to the whereabouts of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year by Boko Haram. The Army Chief of Staff told reporters the military is making inquiries about the girls in areas retaken by militants. This is